From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the final portion of a message called Religious But Not Regenerate, part of his series in the book of Joshua. He's continuing to examine the sin of Achan, whose disobedience caused Israel's defeat at Ai and resulted in the deaths of this man and his family. Achan had all the outward appearance of a true follower of the God of Israel, yet God was not fooled by Achan's hypocrisy. It's a sad fact that many churches have members or regular attendees who give all the appearance of true religion, and yet under the facade of piety lies the tragic truth that they have never been born again. The fate that befell Achan is sure to be visited upon these false professors, unless there is repentance and a wholehearted turning to Christ. The true nature of Achan's heart was revealed by his attitude towards sin. So it is with those who profess love for God, but prefer the pleasures that are associated with the ungodly. There is only one way to escape a fate such as that which befell Achan. Flee to the Lord Jesus Christ, who alone can save sinners and make them true children of God. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, taken from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
Our text for this morning is found in Genesis chapter 21 and verse 6. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. It was far above the power of nature, and even contrary to its laws, that the aged Sarah should be honored with a son. And even so, it is beyond all ordinary rules that I, a poor, helpless, undone sinner, should find grace to bear about in my soul the indwelling Spirit of the Lord Jesus. I, who once despaired, as well I might, for my nature was as dry and withered and barren and accursed as a howling wilderness, even I have been made to bring forth fruit unto holiness. Well may my mouth be filled with joyous laughter, because of the singular, surprising grace which I have received of the Lord. For I have found Jesus, the promised seed, and He is mine forever. This day will I lift up psalms of triumph unto the Lord, who has remembered my low estate. For my heart rejoiceth in the Lord, mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. I would have all those that hear of my great deliverance from hell, and my most blessed visitation from on high, laugh for joy with me. I would surprise my family with my abundant peace. I would delight my friends with my ever-increasing happiness. I would edify the church with my grateful confessions, and even impress the world with the cheerfulness of my daily conversation. Bunyan tells us that Mercy laughed in her sleep, and no wonder when she dreamed of Jesus. My joy shall not stop short of hers, while my Beloved is the theme of my daily thoughts. The Lord Jesus is a deep sea of joy. My soul shall dive therein, shall be swallowed up in the delights of His society. Sarah looked on her Isaac, and laughed with excess of rapture, and all her friends laughed with her. And thou, my soul, look on thy Jesus, and bid heaven and earth unite in thy joy unspeakable.
Always, always rejoicing.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. Our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the programs, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why don't Jews accept Jesus as the Messiah? Does God practice deliberate deception? Or why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the Savior of sinners. Jesus Christ's precious shed blood has all the virtue and all the power to wash away sin, original sin, actual transgression. The grace of God is mighty to transform the vilest offender and make him a virtuous saint of God. Flee to Christ. Paul said to the Philippian jailer, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Will you come to the Savior? Oh, flee, and I use that word advisedly. It denotes haste. It says, I recognize I have wasted many precious years, but now I'm coming home. It says, I have lingered on the borderland of a lost eternity for too long, but now I'm coming home. Flee to Jesus Christ. The famous Dr. Chalmers, great leader of Scottish Presbyterians in the last century, was approached by a woman in his congregation who was greatly distraught about her daughter, a young lady who knew the gospel but seemed to have no urgency about getting right with God. Chalmers said he would talk to her. So he spoke to the young woman and he said, "Well, shall we make a pact that for one year, no one will speak to you about your soul, no one will exhort you to Christ, no one will pray for you for 1 year?" The Scotch lass looked at him and she realized and said, "1 year's a long time. A lot of things can happen in a year. It'll be a long time." He said, "Well, let's say 6 months." She thought again. 6 months without any word of gospel, without any invitation to Christ, without any prayer, without any call from God. 6 months and I could be in eternity. And as they whittled down the time, she saw the point of the great preacher. And she said, "Preacher, today I will flee to Christ. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Today is the day of salvation. Flee, if you're not saved, to the arms of Jesus." I trust you'll do so. Because let me point out in closing that Achan found that the price of his sin was great. He had hidden his sin well. Joshua knew nothing about it. The armies of Israel knew nothing about it. His neighbors knew nothing about it. He was still accepted as an upstanding member of the church. But you see, God had said, "Be sure your sin will find you out. Be sure your sin will find you out." It always does, and it found him out. He was unmasked. And when his sin was unmasked, he was led out to suffer the wrath of the people and the wrath of God. And I say this to you tonight, today, your sin will find you out. The unmasking of empty professors and the unmasking of sinners of every kind is quickly approaching. Paul told the church of the Hebrews, "Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in God's sight. But all things are naked and open to the eyes of Him." Notice these words, "with whom we have to do." Whether you like it or not, you have to deal with God. Whether you recognize it or not, your soul is hurtling with the speed of light to that inevitable meeting with the judge of all the earth. That day is fast approaching when the books will be opened and you will stand unmasked before God and angels and men. And the price of practicing a religion without Christ is your own soul. Paul says the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin. What a word that is. The idea is of the ration that is given to every soldier. It is his pay, if you will. Paul is saying, if you, like Achan, pretending to be in the army of the Lord, but you're still a soldier in the ranks of sin, payday is coming. Payday is certainly coming. And the pay that sin gives is eternal death. What a day when the religious find out that their religion has brought them to hell. What a day when God's Son separates the sheep from the goats and He says to these people who have been in the church, practicing their religion, accepted as Christians, appearing to all and sundry to be in the flock of God, He says, "Depart. Depart." A little earlier in Matthew, the Savior, in some of the most awful words ever to fall from the lips of the lovely Son of God, said, "Many will say to me in that day." That word "many," I must confess, sends chills through me. That's a word that I have pondered and I have wrestled with for years. It scares my soul, I be honest with you. He does not say there'll be an odd one of the churches, but He says many, many, multitudes, millions will say to me in that day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not cast out devils in your name? Have we not done many wonderful works in your name?" If anybody ever had the appearance of being saved, here they are. If any people ever thought that they could work their way to heaven, here they were. But do you see what's at the heart of their religion? They're standing before God. Do they have any hope in the merit of Christ? Do they have any appeal to the blood of Christ? Are they ever saying, "Lord, I'm a poor sinner and I'm washed in the blood of Christ's atonement"? No, sir. But all their appeal is, "Lord, do you see how I preached? Do you see how I give? Do you see how I wrought miracles? Do you not see my religion?" And when you invite God to look at your religion, you're damned. Many Christians in appearance, but never regenerated, never redeemed, then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. I never knew you. The minister recognized you as a Christian, but I didn't. The elders admitted you to the Lord's table thinking you were a Christian, but I never recognized you as one. All around the congregation, they took you in as one of themselves, but I never knew you. I never knew you. Depart. Depart. What a way to go into eternity. The everlasting echo of the voice of many waters, the voice of the Word, the Son of God, saying, depart, depart, depart from me. I said that text scared my soul. I trust today you feel something. Something of the chilling horror of being an Achan. Remember, you must be born again. Let nothing be substituted for that real knowledge of Christ as Savior. Depend not on your work, your effort, your action, and rest not until you are found as a poor, lost, wretched, ill-deserving, undeserving, hell-deserving sinner at the foot of the cross, crying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Save me for Jesus' sake. Wash me in Jesus' blood. Make me thine through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Get to the cross. Get to the cross quickly. Get to the cross today. For God has no promise for a sinner for tomorrow. May God write His solemn word on every heart, and enable every man, every woman, and every child to get to Jesus Christ and know, I have been born again.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.